President Bush took his Social Security show on the road today, making his first stop in Fargo, North Dakota.
As I said last night, and I will continue to say, for those of you who've received your check or about to receive a check, not one thing will change. That's a fact. I fully understand that oftentimes when they discuss the Social Security issue, people try to scare you about it, saying, oh, if old George W. has his way, you're not going to get a dime. Well, that's not the way it's going to work.
The president appeared on stage at North Dakota State University. He carried a microphone that he used to interview members of the audience who were uniformly friendly. He later repeated his pitch from a stage in Great Falls, Montana. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and joins us. Don, sum up the president's message today for us.
Well, basically, he's saying that there is a big problem with Social Security and that it needs to be addressed now or it'll simply get worse. The second thing he's saying is that he is ready and willing to work with both parties to find that solution. He says he's open to hearing any idea, any thoughts on how to fix it from anyone. The only thing he says that is off the table would be tax increases. Then he says that he has an innovative idea that again, he says would help. That's those private Social Security accounts, allowing people to shift some of the money they currently put into the system into what the president actually calls personal accounts, and they would manage those accounts on their own. That is the most controversial element of what he has proposed so far.
And one element that he didn't spell out in the State of the Union address was how you would cover the transition cost. That is, if people under 55 start diverting some of what they're now paying in Social Security tax into a private or personal account, where does the money come from to pay current obligations of the fund? Was he any more clear about that today?
He was not. We're still waiting for some sort of an opinion from the White House on that, some sort of an idea. Again, he seems to be waiting for others to propose things, and then as a part of negotiations, those things will come out. The cost of that transition has been estimated as being up to $2 trillion. Now, the White House today says those are really outlandishly high estimates. It wouldn't be that high at all. But again, there would be some costs. And no thoughts yet at all with any kind of specific proposals as to how that would be handled in this reform he's talking about.
The president drew some boos last night when he talked about Social Security being bankrupt in 2042. Boos of dissent. Did he back off that number at all today?
He continues to drive that point home over and over. He's got a big chart on stage with the line plummeting downward into red ink. Red is the dominant color on the chart. And he asks people to look at the ink. And then if they're a young person, he says, don't look at it. It might scare you. So there's that kind of a jokey kind of a mood to it. But he's not backing away from that at all.
Don, North Dakota and Montana today, tomorrow events in Nebraska, Arkansas, Florida, all states the president carried where there is at least one Democratic senator. Coincidence?
They say yes. It's hard to see it as such, though. These are all states where they really want to put pressure, states where the president is popular, and they want to pressure these senators.
NPR's Don Gagne, traveling with the president.